Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting about the Aviation Museum in Greenfield and we're visiting with Chris Shelberg. So good morning to Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, you have an event coming up here really soon that you'd like to have people come and eat and see the museum. So tell us about the date and what's going on with that.
Okay, on Saturday, April 1st, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, that was an April Fool right there.
Yeah, it sure was.
April 1st, yes.
We're going to be having our 20th annual chili fly-in drive-in. And the museum will be serving chili from 11 to 2. And the cost of the meal is $7.50 for adults and $4 for children under 12. The meal also includes cheese sandwiches, nachos, bars, cookies, hot cider and coffee, and the price of the meal also includes admission to the museum that day.
So that's kind of a bonus. You get good food and you get to see the museum all in one day.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is.
And you have some special things that you've added in addition to the regular museum. You have some special things that you're planning for this day also.
Well, what we've got this day, which is unreal, we had three Iowans who are part of the Doolittle Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the Doolittle Raiders received the Congressional Gold Medal for their outstanding heroism, valor, skill, and service to the United States of America in conducting their bombing of Japan on April 18, 1942. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian honor bestowed by Congress for distinguished achievement. The Doolittle Tokyo Raiders' dedicated contributions of preservation, courage, an outstanding service on and off the battlefield has inspired generations in the United States Armed Forces and America. The museum is honored to have on display this year the Congressional Gold Medal that was awarded to Sergeant William J. Dieter of the Doolittle Tokyo Raiders. Sergeant William J. Dieter was born in Vail, Iowa on October 5th of 1912. As with almost all of the 80 men who flew in the Tokyo raid, Bill volunteered for this mission, knowing full well that the chances of survival were extremely remote. We want to thank his family for allowing us to display this distinguished award at our museum.
You know what? That's giving me goosebumps.
Oh, if you know their story, it is unreal. And we had three of them from Iowa. And two of them were killed on the mission.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that's something we didn't say at the beginning, Chris, is that when we talk about the Aviation Museum, this isn't just planes from anywhere or information from anywhere. This really zeroes in on Iowans and all of the important things that Iowans did related to aviation.
You're right. And we're asking people for their stories, their loved ones, because we just found out the other day we had an Iowan who filmed the bombing of Paul Tibbetts. And he was just a local guy. He was up around the Casey, Iowa area. And so that's why we're asking for people, their stories. If we don't preserve them, we're going to lose them.
And, you know, adding the story makes it so much more interesting than seeing an item, seeing a uniform, seeing the medal. You know, it's knowing the story that goes with it that we really attach to it.
We are trying to make it personal. We're putting information about our uniforms, trying to find a picture of the individual who wore them, what he did, and so forth. But also, we also have on display this year, which is another feature that people like. We've got it on loan. There's a gentleman, him and his wife are from Ankeny, Iowa, and it's Jose and Donna Medina. And Jose even joined the Coast Guard Auxiliary because of his love of this passion. He acquired this battleship, which needed to have a great deal of reconstruction done to it. It was damaged greatly. And what it is, it's a replica of the USS Missouri battleship. And it is approximately 10 foot long. And Jose and his wife, Donna, have acquired over the years a large display of originals and copies of World War II items. And they are going to be here the day of our chili fly-in to discuss how the planes were loaded onto the ship, how many cannons, guns, details that I would have never known about.
Of course. And somebody has, when they have that passion, then they find those details, because often it takes lots of searching. It isn't something you just open a book and there it is. They have to search here and search there. And when they're passionate about it, they do that.
Yeah. And another thing, what we've been working on here, we've been working on this project for a couple years now. We are gathering information and downloading it to an iPad, which is just the museum's property. But we're not completed with this project, so those who want to know more history can come in and look at it. And we're going to have the people who have been putting the data in and displaying it to the iPad will be available on that day to discuss what we're doing. We want their comments and suggestions of what we can do to improve it.
So it's like having a personal tour, only it's there on your iPad.
Right.
And even, you know, a really good tour guide is really fun, but sometimes even they forget things. And so now on the iPad, you can check a little further.
Well, and what it does, you can have the short version, and if you really want to go in detail, you can go and it'll give you more detail about that person instead of having to write it down, leave the museum, and look it up later. You can do it all right there.
Oh, great. Yeah, what a wonderful thing to do, and I know it is taking a ton of time to do it, but great for your persistence there in doing that.
But we, you know, on the Chili Fly-In, it's one of our fundraisers, and we are really hoping people will come to it on April Fool's Day.
Okay. So now, in addition to these special things that you've mentioned, let's talk a little bit about what's there every day for if people come to see the museum. What's going to be there for them to see?
Okay, when you walk in, we call it our showroom, all of the display cabinets have been redone, revamped, and updated. And so there's history in there. If you, like the young kids, a lot of them never heard of Pearl Harbor, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Little Raiders. Iowa history, the person who taught Amelia Earhart how to fly. You know, she was from Iowa. There's just a lot of history. The first guy to fly a plane off of a ship was from Iowa back in 1910. And the guy didn't even swim. And he had bicycle inner tubes wrapped around him. These people, they were just, I don't know how to describe them.
You know, and you've mentioned men several times, but there were some really important women in aviation from Iowa.
There was a gal, a lot of people haven't even heard of her. Her name is Phoebe Olmley. Phoebe was a wing walker. She did a lot of air races. But she was the first woman appointed to the CAA, which is now the FAA, as an office. And she flew President Roosevelt around. We had a lot of women that were very important in history. And we also had 31 women that were part of the Women Air Force Service Pilots. From Iowa.
And, you know, that's a story we don't hear very much about those women were out there flying those big planes and just in much danger as the men were, but they were doing a job, so that freed up men to do something else,
right.
Sort of. But we didn't hear much about them when they came home. They went right back to their kitchens.
They went right back to the kitchens, and they recently were given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Mm-hmm. That's great, yes.
And so it's nice to see how much the women had a big impact in history. And one of our big ones right now is Peggy Whitson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's from Iowa.
And she's an astronaut.
Yeah. And if you read her story, and they tried to talk her out of it. And, in fact, our last newsletter that we put together for our members had a story about her. We also have the story on Red Oak of the Ernie Smith, who's the oldest pilot, you know, and he's from Iowa.
You know, we need to tell people how to find the Aviation Museum and then remind folks again about the fly-in, drive-in.
Okay, Chili. We are located in Greenfield, Iowa, at the airport. The address is 2251 Airport Road.
Okay, that should be easy enough to find. And we want to be there on April 1st between 11 and 2.
If correct? You want the chili, and we're open that day from 10 to 5.
Okay, great. Get on over there to the Greenfield Airport to visit the museum. We want to thank you very much, Chris Shelberg, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Albert Schweitzer. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful.